There was a time when Sunday was a day of rest, but sure, there's no rest for us here at International Headquarters. You're welcome to GSFM. It's Sunday, and it's the 24th of July. I'm Ger Sweeney. It was on this day. Yes, it was. It was on this day in 1956 that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis ended their partnership. They ended it exactly a decade after it began, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. 1965, The Beach Boys' California Girls was released. It was on this day in 1978 that the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, starring Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees, opened in New York City in New York. In 1985, Walt Disney released their 25th full-length cartoon. The cartoon was The Black Cauldron. It was in 1987 that Hulda Crooks, at the age of 91, yes, 91, climbed Mount Fuji. She became the oldest person to climb Japan's highest peak. 1995, a three-day celebration of Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday began at Carnegie Hall. And in 1998, on this day, Tanya Tucker filed a $300,000 lawsuit against Capitol Records in Nashville. The charge was that the label was willfully neglecting her career. So there we go. I have five GSFM friends who are celebrating birthdays today. So happy birthday to Jack Brennan. Hiya, Jack. Happy birthday. Have a super day to you. John Ferguson. Knock him dead on your birthday. Good man. Margie Mulvihill. Happy birthday, Margie. Hopefully it'll be a super day for you. Audrey Hunter. Hi, Audrey. And Susan Geraghty. Happy birthdays, one and all, on this, the 24th of July. You all share your birthdays with the High Flyers, like Amelia Earhart, who was born on this day in 1898. Linda Carter. Do you remember? She was Wonder Woman. She was born in 1951. Pam Tillis, country singer, 1957. And singer and actress Jennifer Lopez was born on this day in 1970. So happy birthdays, one and all.
Friendship.
That is our mystery voice causing some difficulties. Take another listen.
Friendship.
Friendship. Any ideas who that man might be?
Friendship.
Go on then, I'll give you a clue tomorrow if nobody has guessed it in the meantime. But you know something, you're coming round. You're coming round. You are indeed. Here's our useless fact for today. This is, you can astound your friends and family with this now. The bark of an older redwood tree is fireproof. Yes, indeed. And also, the redwood's extremely high water content reduces the tree's susceptibility to fire. There's a lot of big words in there, Ger. I know. Fair play to me. Tomorrow, being woken by an earthquake some distance away. What's that about now? Join me tomorrow when you find out. From me, Ger Sweeney, and all the crew here at International Headquarters, thank you for listening to today's GSFM. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Have a super Sunday. Look forward to your company on Monday. Bye-bye now.